Good morning, everybody.
Good morning.
Good morning. We are a few days before Yom Kippur. Welcome to those who have that came from abroad, and hopefully we'll have a good year. Bezrat Hashem, k'tiva v'chatima tova. And before I forget, I'm asking forgiveness if somebody I said something that he didn't like or whatever. Salachnu kidvarecha. Okay, thank you.
Forgiveness if I interrupted you too
no,
much.
No, no, didn't interrupt you so much. It's okay, no problem. This year, we have a special thing. We have Yom Kippur on Shabbos. And this is very interesting. What do you think, first of all, is more important? Shabbos or Yom Kippur?
Yom Kippur.
Shabbos.
It's a very interesting question, and maybe it's not a fair question. Why? Because it's a little different. But generally speaking, there is nothing holier than Shabbos. Because on Shabbos is written, Vekidashto mikol hazmanim. So in other words, there is, from all time, Shabbos is more. Because what's the idea of Shabbos? Shabbos is me'en olam haba. The idea of Shabbos is that through Shabbos, Or HaChaim HaKadosh says, we connect ourselves to Olam Haba. In other words, if somebody is not connected to Shabbos, he will have problems upstairs. Because this is like the gate to Olam Haba. In other words, it's a small, little version of Olam Haba here. If you keep it, then you can feel, if you keep it properly, that's the Neshama Yetera. You get a special soul, you get a special feeling if you keep Shabbos properly. And that's the idea of Shabbos. So Shabbos is the most holiest day in the year. So what is Yom Kippur? Yom Kippur is also very important. And of course, it's called Shabbat, Shabbaton, the same way as Shabbos. But there is a small difference. Shabbos is Shabbat Shabbaton Kodesh LaHashem. It's for God and from God, because we cannot change Shabbos. Shabbat is Shabbos Bereshit. It's the Shabbos of the creation. In other words, this is God. Yom Kippur is Shabbat Shabbaton Hu LaChem. We decide when Yom Kippur is. Meaning if we decide that Rosh Chodesh is going to be at the wrong day, and this is our decision, says the Mishnah, afilu shogegim, afilu mezidim, even if it's by mistake, and even if it's done intentionally, mekudash. It is Rosh Chodesh. And of course, Rosh Chodesh, then Yom Kippur is going to be according to the Rosh Chodesh. So who is deciding when Yom Kippur is going to be? We. Then there is another interesting thing. Shabbos has a special power. Shabbos is it aruta del eila. It comes from up, from heaven. Yom Kippur is it aruta del tata. It comes from down, from us. In other words, we have the combination from God, which is very good for us, with Shabbos for God, and then we have our part of Yom Kippur coming from down here, up there. Also, Shabbos is Ahava. Shabbos is love. Shabbos is Chesed. Shabbos is mercy. And Yom Kippur is Gvura, is Din, is judgment. It's, let's say, the left side of the map. You have the right side and the left side. You have the chesed and you have gvura, din. In other words, this year we have the combination. From one side, love, and the other side, yira. We have ahava v'yira together, which is unbelievable. So this is just to understand the power of Yom Kippur this year. It's an unbelievable power. It's not a normal Yom Kippur. It's a Yom Kippur with Shabbos. In other words, our chances are much, much better. And
the
tikkun.
Not the
tikkun.
Set in.
Okay. Okay, so the Mazgan is on.
Thank you, Moshe.
You see, already he's talking about Yom Kippur, Ahava ve'ira, and Moshe Rabbeinu came and turned on the Mazgan. Baruch Hashem. So, with this power, we want to understand a little what is the idea behind Yom Kippur. There is a famous story that is being told. I don't want to make a mistake. I want to see. The Magid Yerushalmi, Reb Shalom Shvadron, was very famous, Zatzal. And he is telling us a story that will put things in a little proportion for us. But before the story, I want to tell you what the Rab Shimshon Pinkus Zatzal says. We went through Rosh Hashanah. We are now in Aseret Yemei Tshuva. And we're standing in front of Yom Kippur. And we're thinking to ourselves, what should we do in order to go through in the best way? So, Yom Kippur is all about tshuva. We have to do tshuva. So, how do we do tshuva? You know, each one of us got a pekle with sins. It's not simple. So the Rambam says, if you want to do the right tshuva, you have to be in the same situation and not sinning. Which, if you think about it for a minute, it's not difficult, it's very difficult. Stand in the same temptation and don't do it. That's real tshuva. Says Rav Pinkus, Kodesh Baruch Hu gave us Taryag Mitzvot, 613 mitzvahs. Why? רבי חניה בן הקשה אומר, רצה הקדוש ברוך הוא לחזקות את ישראל, לפיכך הרבה להם תורה ומצוות. קדוש ברוך הוא wanted to reward עם ישראל, so he gave them a lot of mitzvahs. And we think, just one minute. Give us two mitzvahs. Wow, this is reward. We have to keep 613 mitzvahs, and you're telling this a reward? A schut? This is a little strange. So what's the idea? We say it every time before we say Kaddish the Rabbanan. The idea is unbelievable. The Kodesh Baruch Hu is really telling us, you know, some people have a problem with this mitzvah. Some people have a problem with the other mitzvah. But each one of us can choose a mitzvah that he can do to the end. What does it mean? Says the Rav Pinkus. You can take a metal ball, you know, the metal ball that they throw on the Olympic, how do you call it?
Disc.
Shot.
No, not a shot. A ball.
It's like a size like this,
all iron, metal. Now, if you take this and you throw it on the wall here, what will happen?
Break the wall.
The wall might break.
With this small ball?
It made a hole.
Maybe a small hole. But if I take this metal thing and take the hole in out, make it hollow, and put in dynamite, and now I'll throw it at the wall, what will happen now?
Explode.
Boom! Says the Rav Pinkus, if you want to go through Yom Kippur, you need what we call a clever bomb. What is a clever bomb? Mitzatza chachama. Take one mitzvah, small mitzvah, like this iron ball, but fill it with
love.
With love. Fill it with explosive dynamite, which in our case is a mitzvah that you do with all your heart. Choose a mitzvah, whatever it is, but you should try to choose a mitzvah that leads to another mitzvah. For example, as we talked before, you take a cup of water, a drink, and you have to pray, say blessing, she'akol. So some people say, wow, what did you say? So, if I decide that my clever bomb is going to be, each time I take a glass of water, I do the blessing slowly, So I will understand it. Baruch ata Hashem, Elokeinu melech haolam, she'akol niya bitvaru. You are the blessed one who created everything. Now, if I do this, this is the clever bomb I have, and with this I blow a big hole and I am inside the new year. And nevertheless, this can lead me to another mitzvah. And another mitzvah. Mitzvah goreret mitzvah. The Rav Shvadron says, there was this guy. His son went far away for business, got married there, and had children. And the father misses his son, and he wants to meet the wife and the children that are growing every year more and more. And he's sending letters to the son, come and visit. And the son says, I'm very busy, it's impossible. The year passed by, and then he decides, you know what, as we say, if Muhammad doesn't come to the mountain will come to Muhammad. Says the father, you know what, I'll come and visit you. Sends him a telegram, says, Moishele, I'm coming to visit you. Oh, very nice father, Kasha. And then he orders a flight ticket, and he prepares himself. He goes and shops for the children, for the wife, for the son. And he buys all those beautiful presents, and he wraps them very nicely, and he puts them in the room, and he's looking at them. And as the day goes on, and then he's more excited and more excited. And then, Baruch Hashem, the day came. He's packing everything, takes a taxi to the airport, goes on the plane, and while he's on the plane, flying, he's thinking all the time on the minute that he's going to meet his son, and then, of course, the new wife and the children. Oh, he's so happy, so excited. They land at the destination. He goes out to the welcome hall, looks around.
The son wasn't there.
The son is not there. Says, what's this? Didn't come to pick me up from the airport? I told him I'm coming today. Then he's starting to get worried. Maybe something happened. Or maybe didn't make it on time. You know what? I'll take a train to the town where he lives. And I'm sure that there is going to wait. Takes everything, goes on the train. Excited, very excited. And Baruch Hashem, he comes to the town, gets down at the train station. And what do you think? No. Moishele is there?
No.
Hayeled enenu. He's not there. Now, he's really getting worried. He says, maybe something happened. And he's so worried, he takes a taxi, says, take me to this destination. And now it's already evening, the nightfall. And he gets to the street, everything is dark, only the lamps of the streets. And at the end of the road is the house where his son lives. And he sees the house is also dark. So he tells the taxi, wait. And he's he's afraid that something terrible happened. So he goes to the house and he sees through the window there's a small light in. So there must be maybe somebody there. He's knocking at the door. Nobody's answering. Knocking again. And knocking and knocking. And suddenly he hears a voice. Hello? Says, Moishe? Moishele? Says, yes, who is this? It's your father. I told you I'm coming today. Oh, father. Oh, father, do me a favor. I already showered myself. I took off my clothes. I put the pajama on. And now I don't want to dirty my feet now when I go on the walk. Take this hotel on the other side of the street. Take a room there and tomorrow morning we'll meet. The father hears this. What is he doing? Goes to the taxi that told him to wait. Says, take me back to the airport. The son wakes up in the morning and suddenly realizes what he did. So, wow, he says, what did I do? Oh, so terrible. He runs, puts his clothes on, and runs to the hotel opposite. He comes there, tell me, is Avram Frankel here? Says, no, Avram Frankel, nobody, no, not in this name. And then he realized what he has done. This is Yom Kippur. In Shir HaShirim it's written, unbelievable explanation. This time is called Rishu Hashem Be'imatz'o K'ra'uhu Bi'oto Karov. Now God, you can ask for God, He is near you, here, by us. But what do we do? We go on, and the Kodesh Baruch Hu knocks at our door in Yom Kippur. And He says, open the door. Dodi Balegani. And what do? We say, Ani Yeshena Velibi Er. I am sleeping from the mitzvahs and my heart is awake to do it, but I don't do them. Says, Kol Dodi Dofek. Shir HaShirim. Kol Dodi Dofek. Banai Pitchuli. My children, open me. I'm knocking at your door. Open me at the door. And I will open you the whole world. Just open the door. But what is Knesset Israel saying? Pashatati et kutanti echacha el bashena. I put down my clothes. How can I now start dressing again? Rachatzti et raglai. I washed my feet. Echacha atanfem. I don't want to dirty them. Hayetzer mamzitirutzi. The Yetzer Hara tells us all those stories and excuses not to get up and not to open the door. Kol Dodi Dofek, and my God is knocking at the door, I am not answering. And then, when do I wake up? Kamti ani liftoach ledodi. Patachti ani ledodi. I open the door when? In the morning, when it's already too late. And what is happening now? Bikashtiu, aval dodi chamak avar. He is not there. Bikashtiu, I asked for him. I went to the hotel, the other side of the street. I asked for him. Ve'lo metzatiu. I didn't find him. Kreativ. Kriu. Says, kara'u hu bi'oto karov. But he's not answering because it's too late. This is like in a small story to understand the meaning of Yom Kippur. It doesn't matter what we did. Even if we didn't woke up till now from the shofar. Because one of the ideas of the shofar is to wake up. Now is the time. We must not miss our Father knocking at our door in Yom Kippur. Because if we do this, that's it. And we have to understand the idea why Yom Kippur, we tried to talk about it a little, why is Yom Kippur after Rosh Hashanah? Because the judgment day is Rosh Hashanah. Yom Kippur is the Kapara. So, 1 minute, it's not the right order. If I want to stand in trial, I want to stand clean. What's the idea to stand dirty with all the sins in trial? And then, after I'm in trial, I've got no chance to get Zakai, to be on the good side, for be forgiven, because I'm still with all my sins. Only on Yom Kippur the sins are being forgiven. So doesn't this sound strange? It should be the opposite way. First of all, Yom Kippur, and Kodesh Baruch Hu will wipe out all our sins, and then we'll stand in court and we get a good year. So why is this order? So first of all, one of the ideas is, Rav Pinkus HaSar says that really Rosh Hashanah is not finishing after what we think is Rosh Hashanah. Rosh Hashanah is really a part of Aseret Yemei Tshuva. In other words, it's a whole procedure that starts on Rosh Hashanah, finishes on Yom Kippur. So Rosh Hashanah is still here. That's the beginning of the Shana. It's a very interesting idea, but let's understand it a little more. We say Le David Hashem Ori V'Ishi. That's the Mizmor we say all the time now, Til Hoshana Rabbah. Le David Hashem Ori V'Ishi. Ori, they say it's Rosh Hashanah, and Yishi Yom HaKippurim. Ori is the light, and Yishi is the salvation, which is Yom HaKippurim. Rosh Hashanah is the light, What does it mean? Imagine to yourself, we are going on a trip, on a journey, and we're going walking into a forest, broad daylight. We took candles with us because we know that this journey is going to go through the night. Night comes, we take the candles out, but
no match.
No matches. We're in the dark. What do we do? Suddenly a guy comes with a torch. So we go with him. But we come to the end of the way, and he has to go left, and we have to go right. Now he goes left, and we are again in
dark.
What should we do? What should we have done? Let's put it this way. No?
Light the candle.
You have candles. You have to light them. If you don't light them, you won't see the way. Rosh Hashanah is the light. But we have to light our candle. Because if we don't light our candle, we are in the dark again. But if we light the candle, then we see the right way. The right way to tshuva. In other words, we need Rosh Hashanah before. Because only afterwards we can get redemption. And by the way, there's another point. When we talked about it, we asked the wisdom, they asked the prophets, they asked the Torah, and every said, the prophecy and the Torah says, somebody who sinned should be punished. Somebody who sinned should be killed. Or the Torah says, should be bring a sacrifice. But you know, a sacrifice, if there is no temple, no Bet Mikdash, we cannot bring a sacrifice. And also, a sacrifice you bring only if you did something by mistake, on Shogeg. But if you did something intentionally, there is no Korban. You cannot be a sacrifice, cannot bring a sacrifice. So what's going to be? Ask the Kodesh Baruch Hu. What does the Kodesh Baruch Hu say? Ya'aseh tshuva v'yitkaper. You don't have to do anything. Just do tshuva and you'll be on the good side. So who can change the rules? Only the King of all kings. The one who decided on the rules. So in order for him to change or bend the rules for us, what should we do first? Accept him as our God, as our king. That's Rosh Hashanah. After we accept him as the king, then the king can bend the rules for us. But if we don't make him our king, he cannot bend the rules for us. So that's why Rosh Hashanah is before Yom Kippur. Another explanation, so we understand this strange order. Rosh Hashanah is like, there is a big, huge building, and you want to knock it down. What do? You have specialists. They put dynamite on the yesodot. How do you say yesodot?
Foundation.
On the foundations. And then you see it on films. You see it suddenly, the building collapses. But even after it collapses, there are still remains. So then you have to take the remains with shuffles and things. Rosh Hashanah is the dynamite on the foundation. Because if you accept the king, the Kodesh Baruch Hu, to be your king, it means that all the tower of sins you did collapses. Why? Because if you agree that he is your king, it means that you are going to listen to him. Whatever mitzvah he tells you to do, you're going to do. So in this minute, you did tshuva in a certain way. And the whole thing is collapsing, but there are still remains. And those remains, we need Yom Kippur. We need to do our work. That's why on Rosh Hashanah you don't say Al Chet. You don't say Ashamnu Bagadnu. Only on Yom Kippur. Because this is a whole different work. And this is also another idea of what is Rosh Hashanah and what is Yom Kippur. In other words, it's a procedure. And the light we get from crowning the king and blowing the shofar, waking up to see the right light, to lead us to Yom Kippur, and then on Yom Kippur we come with this special bomb we prepared, this mitzvah we decide that this year we're going to do this mitzvah properly. This is the way to go to the new year and be zoche, have the merit to have ktiva vechatima tova, which I of course wish to all of us, ktiva v'chatima tova. Now, if there is any questions...